You are listening to Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful, and may the peace and blessings be upon his final messenger Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Muslims exiting lockdown, as brothers and sisters, we need to determine or review the priorities in our life. Once we get that little bit of freedom that's coming inshallah ta'ala on Monday and thereafter. And I'm here to remind you that the most important priority in life is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we were essentially created for. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created the jinn and the humans except for my worship, except for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this means living your life by the standards of the Qur'an. This means living your life by the standards of the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This means living your life by keeping away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Prophet dislike. And this means living your life by enjoining in that which Allah and his Prophet love. And of the things that Allah and his Prophet love are the homes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has homes on this earth. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he revealed that the masajid are for Allah. And so do not invoke with Allah anyone. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها. So the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the most beloved place to Allah, the most beloved place to Allah are the masajid, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most hated places to Allah are the markets or the shopping centers nowadays where trade takes place. And so these houses are built for the worship of the oneness of the Most High, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, built for his remembrance in according to the Quran and the Sunnah. Allah describes the people that remember him in there, the occupants of the homes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beloved places to him. He describes them where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَن تَقُومَ فِيهِ فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِرِينَ. A masjid, a place of worship built upon piety from its first day, has more right for you to pray in. Within it, and this is where Allah describes them, the men that love to purify themselves, and Allah loves those who purify themselves. When asked about this purification here, it means al-istinja'u bil-ma', purifying yourself and cleaning yourself with water of your private parts after relieving yourselves in the bathroom. And in the chapter of light, Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about his most beloved places. He says, fi buyutin adhina Allahu an turfa'a wa yudhkara fiha ismuhu yusabbihu lahu fiha bil ghuduwi wal asal. He says, the light shines through the houses of worship which Allah has ordered to be raised, and where his name is mentioned, he is glorified in the morning and the evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is glorified in the morning and the evening, and the verses continue, رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. That when Allah is remembered day and night by men who are not distracted neither by buying or selling or from Allah's remembrance or from performing the prayers or paying a zakah, they fear a day when the hearts and the eyes will tremble. لِيَجَزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. hoping that Allah may reward them according to the best of their deeds and increase them out of His grace. And Allah provides for whoever He wills without a limit. And we also see this in the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the building and attending of the masajid. Whereupon when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he entered the city of Medina after migrating from Makkah. And one of the first actions that he performed was the building of the masjid, his own masjid with his own hands. And so these verses of Allah and the sayings and the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they show us the importance of the masjid in Islam, especially for a believer, especially for someone who has faith, for someone who has taqwa, for someone who has consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all times. Because our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us who resides in these homes. He told us, he tells us who lives in these houses of Allah, where Allah loves these houses. He said عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول المسجد بيت كل تقي. المسجد بيت كل تقي. That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that the masjid is the house of every pious believer. The house, the masjid is the house of every pious believer. Brother and sister, ask yourself, is the masjid considered a home to you? Is it considered where you would visit often? You would find peace, where you would find serenity, where you would go in the mornings and where you would go in the evenings, just like your home. And ask yourself this question and make that judgment to yourself. Brothers and sisters, now that the lockdown is coming to an end, inshallah ta'ala, and life inshallah opens up again for you, remember your priorities in life and that the masjid plays an important role for every God-fearing believer. And if it does not, then here is your opportunity, inshallah ta'ala, for it to be a part of your life. And if you don't make this happen, then you need to be clear with yourself and be clear with what your heart desires of this worldly life and where it may lead you in the hereafter. Do you not want to be mentioned with those where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes them, where he says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. Where Abu Huraira, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, any group of people that assemble in one of the houses of Allah to recite the book of Allah, learning and teaching it, tranquility will descend upon them and the mercy will engulf them and the angels will surround them and Allah will make mention of them to those angels in His proximity. Do not limit yourself from the tranquility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not limit yourself from the mercy of Allah. Do not limit yourself from the surrounding of these angels. Do not limit yourself to the rewards of the prayer in the houses of Allah, in that its multiplication of the ajr, of the reward, is up to 27 times. Listening to different verses, listening to different recitations, do not limit yourself of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll finish up with this hadith, whereby the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warns us. He gives us a stern warning. He informs us to take heed and to pay attention and be cautious not to fall into this trap. He warns us from being of the hypocrites or having traits of the hypocrites. So listen carefully, brothers and sisters, to this hadith. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أثقل صلاة على المنافقين صلاة العشاء وصلاة الفجر ولو يعلمون ما فيهما لأتوهما ولو حبوا ولقد هممت أن آمر بالصلاة فتقام ثم آمر رجلا فيصلي بالناس ثم أنطلق معي برجال معهم حزما من حطب إلى قوم لا يشهدون الصلاة فأحرق عليهم بيوتهم بالنار. Listen to the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he gives us a warning, a stern warning. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, no prayer is heavier upon the hypocrites than the Fajr and the Isha prayers. And if they knew what was in them in reward, they would have attended them even if it was crawling. Certainly, I feel the urge to order the Mu'adhin, the call maker, so that he would pronounce Iqamah. Then order the man to lead them in prayer. Then take a flame of fire so that I burn the houses upon those who had not left for the prayer yet. Meaning, this is an action that the Prophet ﷺ did not do, but he wished that he could do that to show them the importance of the prayer of the Fajr and the Isha in Jama'ah. Brothers and sisters, we have not attended the prayers in the masjid for over 12 weeks. And insha'Allah ta'ala, the masajid will open on Monday. So let your first Fajr prayer during this opening be the Fajr prayer. Let the start of your day be this Fajr prayer in the masjid. And let your last prayer of the night be in the masjid, so that you are not of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes as the people being heavy for the prayer of the munafiqeen, of the hypocrites. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the firm believers that pray our prayers in the masjid. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.